Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Saniel, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sanemain, please share your thoughts on the link I sent you about TikTok's new teenage filter. Women start crying when they see younger versions of themselves, but I believe that's only the beginning. The cop in the interview I sent you alludes to the idea that older men are going to use the technology to livestream a filtered younger version of themselves, and possibly lure teenage girls to their place. It's easier to trick young teenage girls when you look like a teenage boy on video. But more than likely, it's going to be 60-year-old women with bubbly personalities that want attention from younger guys. What are your thoughts about this? Well, Samuel, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Suddenly, you're going to get women in their 50s and 60s competing with 20-year-old women for the attention of 30-year-old chads online. It's going to be chaos out there. I'm also going to try this, and if I can live stream as a 16-year-old, then it might be worth it going on camera. The world of online content is about to change dramatically. TV personalities are going to have much longer careers if they can go live with digital de-aging makeup software. Tom Cruise might be making Mission Impossible movies well into his 80s. The women that tried this technology began crying in many cases because it's like seeing a ghost from the past, a version of themselves that died a long time ago. The Not-So-Mystery link shows dozens of such videos. It's like getting nostalgia for your past self. This technology has been around for still images for years now, in the form of FaceApp, but I had no idea it'd be available in video format this quickly. But Samuel, forget about the pedo applications. Think of what this is going to do to the world of sex. You'll be able to put on Oculus Rift or VR headsets, and suddenly your 50-year-old wife is going to look 20 again. Or she's going to put on her glasses and you're going to look like a chattered Tyrone. You'll be able to make a warm body in your bed look like anything that you want. If you want a half cow, half woman with a tail, then she'll look that way. All you'll need to do is remain skinny and the technology will make you look as young as you want. You might even want to live stream as a half woman, half dog. The furry community would love you for it. Remember 5 years ago when people were using those dumb dog filters with the cartoon ears and tongue? The technology on TikTok only seems to do faces so far, but doesn't do hands and necks. So you'll see women with 60-year-old hands next to their 15-year-old face. There will also, of course, be issues regarding privacy. I've been careful to make sure my image isn't out on the internet. I've removed photos of myself from the internet entirely and haven't taken any recent ones in the last 5 years or so. There's a big danger of your image and voice being out there. People can impersonate you and get you to say all kinds of terrible things. But I think that scammers are going to try and get people's voices and call their relatives, asking for money in their voice. Targeting seniors, no doubt. We're going to have to protect our privacy more than ever because of such technology. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's soy-society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to 60-year-old women with 5 million followers on YouTube presenting as 20-somethings that won't leave their house for fear of being found out and having their digital lives ruined, clown world show. Another thing that's going to happen is all of those 20-something YouTubers are now going to have competition from 50-year-old women that look just as good as they do, thanks to technology, but they have life experience to draw on when it comes to their content. The competition is only going to heat up for the same amount of eyeballs. It might get to the point where you won't actually know a person's age, and maybe even their weight, until you meet them in person. Last summer I showed some teenage guys my channel, and they said I sounded like the YouTube channel Brightside, and said that they couldn't believe that I was doing YouTube and sounding young even though I'm slowly getting up there in age. I can still put out crazy amounts of energy from time to time, and people often say that I sound like I'm 26. So I could use TikTok's teen filter, which amounts to digital makeup, to go on camera. Not that I look bad or anything. And speaking of makeup, years ago I had a bald cap put on, as well as makeup done to make me look really old like they do on television. There's even technology out there that learns your behavior and makes social media posts for you after you die, supposedly. It sounds like a Black Mirror episode, but I suspect that in 10 years' time, some 70-year-old influencer is going to die. And then AI will continue making content and posting on her social media, as if she was still around. People's influence won't die. It'll just be digitized, and thousands of years into the future, there still might be people listening to her ghost. Kind of like what happened in that episode of The Orville where Gordon finds an old smartphone in a time capsule that belongs to a woman, and then he creates her on the ship's holodeck and has a relationship with her ghost. imagine all the fake things that AI is going to be able to create that will be better than our experiences in real life. But to be honest, I'm getting sick and tired of computers and online content creation and consumption. I'm getting tired of keeping up with all these changes, and I used to get excited when something new was on the horizon. But now things are changing so quickly. A few months ago, we had ChatGPT. Now the TikTok de-aging teen filter. It won't be long until someone merges a de-aging filter with something like Oculus Rift. And then you can project an AI-generated woman's face onto a doll. And then sex dolls will look absolutely real. We're almost there, folks. The future I envisioned 5 to 10 years ago is arriving a lot faster than any of us expected. And all I can think about now is how I just want to hit the road and make travel vlogs or build things out of Lego. I think a lot of people are going to get sick and tired of the artificial and augmented reality created through technology and yearn to go out in the real world. Maybe I'm just a bit old-fashioned. Maybe I'll go out and have a bunch of spiritual experiences again, go searching for UFOs and rekindle my interest in precognition. All this amazing technology makes me feel like I'm eating a rich meal day after day, and it's just too much. Things are changing so fast that I'm bored by my lack of boredom. As for this video, the main takeaway is that I'm predicting that more women will become invisible in real life, but a gorgeous star influencer online. They'll be afraid to show their real face in public so they can hide their age. Think of the film Surrogates with Bruce Willis as a perfect example. Except instead of an android that they project their consciousness into, it will simply be social media. Think how many men are going to create female avatars and then compete with them as well. Think about how many corporations are going to create fake female newscasters and spokespeople. You'll go online and you won't know who's real and who's augmented. People will tire of it eventually, the way they got tired of westerns and superhero films. And then they'll crave the authentic and real. Everyone will look perfect online, so they'll seek out damaged people to have social relations with. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the majority of women, for them, as more men go their own way, going online and creating a young, sexy version of themselves, will be enough to help them get the attention and dopamine they crave. In addition to ChatGPT and now this, a few weeks back, there was also completely generated women in bikinis. Also, a few weeks ago, there was technology that allowed AI to generate text-to-speech from anyone's voice with decent accuracy, and that was also released. And it's only March. Imagine how much things will start to change thanks to artificial intelligence by the end of the year. You know that someone is going to combine these technologies and create the perfect woman on screen. Joker thinks that people looking at younger versions of themselves are thinking back to a simpler time when they didn't have to worry about as many things as they do today. Women have nostalgia for their past because of the way they looked and how good life was with attention before the days of the internet. Now many of them are completely invisible. They use TikTok's teen filter to remember how good times really were compared to today. And they want to cry because they're mourning their old life. Men, on the other hand, seem to be amused by the technology, but we don't mourn the past. Because for many of us, our youth was terrible. And we didn't have the resources and money that we do today. Our lives have generally gotten better with time, unless you're like me and have had health issues to deal with. Speaking of health, I no longer have my back patch, as my pilonidal cyst is completely healed. It's still tender and it'll be like that for the next month or so, but there's no infection and I was able to drive around for the first time in 40 days today. I get nostalgic for the days that I used to just get in my car and drive across the continent, never staying in the same place twice. Hopefully I'll get back to that in the next few years. That's the most real experience I've had in my entire life. The open road away from crowds and the peace of the country. As for women getting compliments by using TikTok's teen filter, how will they know that the men giving those compliments aren't just bots? So fake women getting fake compliments to spike their very real dopamine levels. The horrible thing in all this is that even women in their 50s and 60s are going to start thinking that they're all that in a bag of chips too. Their egos are going to get huge in real life, and even cougars are going to give you attitude. On the plus side, at least personality will be more important in a world like that because it's not your looks online that will matter, but your personality. You'll have to be like a dancing monkey entertaining your followers. The only thing I like about this technological change is the dystopian vibes that I get from it. That people are going to do strange sci-fi-like things. That we're finally catching up with the so-called future. Today I went to a store and heard electronic music on the store speakers and thought to myself, I remember when I first heard this style of music. And it was something new and exciting. It sounded like the future. Now it's just plain old boring. And it hasn't really happened yet, but I'm already bored by women doing digital age maxing. I want to see Bitcoin wreck fiat currencies or something else revolutionary like that that changes the physical nature of our reality. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Samuel for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that one day you'll smash a 70-year-old woman, but she'll look like she's 27 through your AR glasses. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the senior citizens that are successful Instagram models away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.